Exclusive: Young refugee fighting trend in Aragua after escaping Venezuela. By Alana Mastrangelo on April 12, 2025. Franklin Camargo, a young refugee fighting trend in Aragua after escaping Venezuela, warned Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlowe that the criminal gang is completely and entirely linked to Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro's government, and Camargo is still receiving threats from the criminal gang. Right now, even here in the U.S. I still receive threats from the government very often because of course I create content about Venezuela. I create content about the U.S. as much as I can. Camargo, who is a commentator at Prageru, told Marlowe during Friday's episode of the Alex Marlowe Show. I have denounced trend in Aragua multiple times, Camargo continued. A police officer and a detective from Dallas, Texas, contacted me to get some information about trend in Aragua. And because I knew someone who has really studied cases about trend in Aragua, he contacted me seeking some information. He said, be careful, because at that moment, I was in Miami. And trend in Aragua is in Miami, you have been speaking out a lot. Before working at Prageru, I was working at Univision as a conservative panelist, and I would denounce trend in Aragua on a daily basis, Camargo said. Something that people need to understand in America is that trend in Aragua, when we talk about the trend in Aragua, we're talking about a criminal gang that has the support of the Maduro regime, he explained. This is really important, Marlowe agreed. I want to emphasize this because this is part of why the Alien Enemies Act worked as well as it did. It is because the Maduro regime does support trend in Aragua, and this is something that people really miss. Yes, Camargo replied, adding, to put it into perspective, trend in Aragua started as a criminal gang in a prison in our state. In a normal country where the government has nothing to do with criminal gangs, how would a criminal gang actually start inside of a prison? The reason why it did in Venezuela is because it had the direct collaboration of the Maduro regime. It's not just that the Maduro regime allows them to do whatever they want to do. No, it's even more than that. They work together, Camargo revealed. Camargo explained. Something important about the Aliens Act that Trump implemented is that it said the Maduro regime has links with trend in Aragua, and it's a narco state. And I think it was a very, very important statement, because it is reality. Any Venezuelan who really knows about trend in Aragua and who is not biased would tell you the same. You shouldn't underestimate trend in Aragua. The capacity that they have had to go, not just in commit crimes inside of Venezuela, but they, during the first Trump administration, they didn't come to the U.S. for obvious reasons, but they actually had presence in Peru, Ecuador, Colombia, Chile, and then, during the 4 years of the Biden administration, they found an opportunity in the U.S. And the crimes they have committed in Aurora, Colorado, even in Texas, and we have the case of Lake Riley, a nurse student who was killed by Jose Ibarra, a member of the Trend de Aragua, Camargo continued. And for people who say, this is not about left or right, this is not about Democrats or Republicans, he came into the country illegally during the Biden administration. Then he went to New York, a Democratic state, and also New York City, he committed a crime there, he added. Camargo also reminded viewers that Ibarra then he got a humanitarian flight to Georgia, where he finally killed Lakin Riley. So for people who say this is not about Democrats or Republicans, it clearly is, Camargo warned. There is a difference. There is a difference between 15,000 people crossing the border daily and 200 individuals. There is a huge difference. Watch Camargo's Prageru video below about fleeing Venezuela. The Alex Marlowe Show, hosted by Breitbart editor-in-chief Alex Marlowe, is a weekday podcast produced by Breitbart News and Salem Podcast Network. You can subscribe to the podcast on YouTube, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.